Today's guest is Leanna Gantz, founder of TookTake, a simple dosage reminder system that lets you know if you took or still need to take your medication and supplements. I can't wait for you to hear her startup story. This Startups and Stilettos podcast episode is brought to you by Hershey's Her For She Sorority. Is there a businesswoman in your network who deserves to be celebrated? Nominate a woman who inspires you to be featured on Entrepreneurista's social media using the hashtag HerForShe and tag us at Entrepreneurista's and at Hershey's. The Entrepreneurista Podcast Network presents Startups in Stilettos. I'm your host, Stephanie Carton, co-founder of Entrepreneurista Media and Socialfly. Join me and my co-host, Jessica Abo, expert media trainer and journalist, as we help you get ready to launch your startup and put your best heel forward.
Oh, TookTake, people will just see it and they'll get it. I get it. And nobody got it. We did a lot of explaining. We realized our instructions weren't written that well, if you really had no idea what it was. So now we've changed our packaging completely. It's much more eye-catching right from the pictures on the front of the package. You can tell what it is and how it works. My number one tip for people, don't invest a lot in your first packaging because you'll probably have to change it.
Have you recently started a business or are you considering taking the leap to start? Do you find yourself alone or overwhelmed in the whirlwind of early challenges in your entrepreneurial journey? Startups in Stilettos is for you. Learn what it takes to grow your startup from your peers in the startup world and those who are in your shoes, or stilettos, if you will. We're meeting you where you are to get you through your biggest challenges and towards your biggest goals. From the team behind the Entrepreneurista podcast, tune in to Startups and Stilettos as you take steps to build your startup from the ground up. All right, Leanna, share your elevator pitch.
Well, I am the inventor of TookTake dosage reminder labels, and TookTake is a really simple way to know if you took or still need to take your medication at a glance.
And Leanna, tell us a little bit about what inspired you to start this business.
I got inspired to start TookTake after I was treated for breast cancer for a whole year. And for most of that year, I was stuck in bed and had a million medications to manage all the side effects from chemo. And a lot of them weren't pills. And we had a really hard time tracking when I took them and when I needed to take them. And it was causing a lot of stress for my family. So I kind of made up a little system so we could keep track of everything. And because I'm a designer and my husband's a designer, we started to kind of play with designing the labels and having fun with it while I was in treatment, because it's something we could do together sitting in bed. And by the time I was done, I was like, wow, these are kind of cool and they're pretty handy. And then I still had one medication I have to take every day to help keep my cancer from coming back. And I couldn't remember to take it. And the busier I got and the more my life didn't revolve around being in treatment, the harder it was to remember to take. So I busted out our little labels again. And I was like, you know, these are really helpful for everyone, not just people who are really sick or in cancer treatment. Let's give this a go. Let's try it. So that's what I'm doing.
What was your first step when you thought, okay, if I need this to help me in my life, other people need it, and I should actually turn this into a business? So what was your first step?
I think the first step was actually, we printed some out at home and I put like little no-stick glue that, you know, you removable glue on them. And I sent them to some friends. And I had actually recently used them for our dog because she had an ear infection and she had this like drops we're supposed to put in her ears, and we kept giving them to her too often. So my friend's dog had the same thing. So the first person I actually sent them to is a friend who used them for her pets. And she was like, yeah, this was really helpful. So then I just kept asking people to try them and getting some feedback. And we got such a positive response. I was like, well, if I can get this many people just in my little circle of friends who said that they'd probably buy this, I think we're onto something. I think we should keep going.
Was there anything about this process that made you feel like you were stepping out of your comfort zone, or did you feel pretty comfortable sharing this idea with everyone around you?
No, I'd say almost all of it was outside of my comfort zone, but I tend to be one of those people who just kind of jumps into things and then I'm like, oh, wait, what did I do? Or some people are really hesitant and won't start till they figured it all out. I get really excited and then I'm like, oh, yeah, now I'm kind of in it. I don't know. I recommend that method for everyone.
were you working full time still when you were first starting this?
I actually wasn't, because we had a design business. My husband and I, we'd been working on that together. And then when I went into treatment for a year, we had to close that down. So in a way, we were lucky in that it was a clean slate to kind of start. We either needed to go back into our design business and really go back and go for that and find our clients again, because we helped them move on because we weren't able to do the work right then, or start something new. And I decided this is what I wanted to try.
Well, first I want to say that on behalf of Stephanie and everyone listening, we are so happy that you're doing well. And we're so happy that we're able to do this interview with you. I'm sure you are inspiring so many people and helping so many people, because it is hard to remember if you've taken a medication or not. And I want to know, when it came to your timeline, how did you prepare your launch?
I think I made a mistake that a lot of entrepreneurs make, where I did keep waiting to launch the website till I felt like I had everything aligned and anticipated inventory needs. And I kept putting it off like a few weeks at a time until I finally launched it, because I was preparing to just be overwhelmed with orders. Like, we were going to put the website up and somehow everybody would find us and just start ordering. And that didn't happen. So then I just had to kind of regroup and do a proper launch. And my first step was really just trying to reach out to different people and tell them about it. A lot of people through social media. I just wrote to them and said, hey, from what you've been posting, I see that you take these prenatal vitamins, or you take this medication every day. And sometimes you post that you're not sure if you took it. Can I send you a sample? And if you genuinely like it, I'd love if you could post and help us out. And we had enough people do that, that it started to get a little bit of momentum and get some people coming to the website. And we rely a lot on word of mouth and people finding it and telling their friends about it.
Yeah, there's definitely nothing more powerful than word of mouth. And sometimes we say word of mom, right?
When, yes, definitely
mom. Tells another mom, everyone finds out. So I want to go back to something you just said about your initial launch. You had these expectations that you're going to put up the website and all of a sudden, you know, there's going to be millions of orders. We all think that way. And I think that's why we're all entrepreneuristas, because we have this like amazing idea and we're like, everyone else wants this too. So we're going to put this up and everyone's going to buy this today, obviously, but things always don't go according to what we think is going to happen. So can you share some of the learnings from when you first put up the website, some of the initial marketing strategies, what worked, what didn't work? What are you doing now that's different based on some of those early learnings?
Well, I think what didn't work was doing nothing and just thinking it's just going to be one of those things, like, you know, Oprah's going to come knocking on the door and want to talk about it. But I think what we're doing now, I'm still trying to do a lot of sampling is really our best thing. And I'm just started trying to work more on PR and getting the word out that way. I think for a while I was trying to be sort of an expert in the category of medication adherence, which is where we technically fall. And nobody knows what medication adherence is except for doctors and pharmacists. So it's not a really people-friendly approach. So now I've sort of regrouped and gone back to, I think what really gets people's attention is my story, how I came up with it. And that's what they can relate to, that moms, especially, like I'm a mom, we take care of everybody, the pets, the kids, the husband, the, you know, who have significant others in our lives. We're always looking for that thing to help us and give us one less thing to remember. So that's who I'm trying to talk more to, the people who I feel will really use the product, which are moms.
Can you share a little bit more about your PR approach? Did you decide to hire a publicist or a freelancer, or has everything been DIY?
Mostly DIY. I had a short relationship with the PR agency that they, when I was very first starting, and they said all the right things. And I committed to spending a lot more money than I probably should have. And I made a big mistake because they really didn't understand the product or the audience. And they kept trying to talk to the wrong people. And it was really frustrating. So I ended up ending that relationship and decided that I'm the best person right now to talk about TikTake until, you know, it gets bigger. But even then, I think I'm still going to be the best person to talk about it because I'm the closest to it and I'm most excited about it. So I think I should be the one talking.
How did you go about initially funding the business?
We are lucky in that TookTake isn't a particularly expensive item to manufacture. So we were able to self-fund. Where we're limited with the self-funding has been in marketing, because that is very expensive to do, which is why we chose PR, because that takes a lot of work. But if I do it myself, that won't add up as much. But yeah, we're self-funded right now.
And in terms of your approach for sales, are you focused on direct to consumer? So like selling directly to caretakers and mostly moms, or have you been able to sell wholesale? And what has that been like?
It's been a bit of a roller coaster, because we launched like about 6 months before the pandemic shut everything down. So in our first 6 months, we were approached by a really big distributor who is like the second biggest medical distributor in the US. And they were going to do a test. And then COVID happened and the test got stopped and they switched to COVID. And they've been there ever since. So that whole department disappeared that I was talking to. So we did a quick pivot and we're like, okay, well, stores are closing down. Buyers don't want to talk to us. Distributors don't want to talk to us. So we went direct to consumer. So during the pandemic 2020 and the beginning of 2021, we were direct to consumer on our website and we got on Amazon. And then as things started to open back up, retailers started to find us a little bit and some buyers. And now just in the very end of the year, we launched in Walmart stores. And just like 2 weeks ago, we launched in CVS stores across the country.
You got a big heart, big DigiCard heart for that one. That is amazing. And congratulations.
Thank you.
That is definitely not easy. Many of our entrepreneuristas who are launching products right now want to be able to get distribution in retailers. Can you share some of your learning lessons about the process of getting in and how it all works?
I knew nothing about it. I thought you just call and say, hey, I have this thing. You'll like it and they will buy it. Again, sort of like my website, not how it works at all. I think the biggest tip is just be persistent. If you believe in your product, keep trying to find the right people. I used LinkedIn a lot at the beginning to try and identify the buyers, because I didn't even realize there was different buyers for different sections of the store. I just thought if someone's title said buyer for that store, they bought for the whole store. So I had a steep learning curve with that. But yeah, now I think once you find the person, I think it's just being persistent, being honest. I'm always really honest with the buyers and say, we're new. I learn quickly and I'm willing to, you know, grow with you guys and I could use your support. And they've all been really happy to help because they know that we're small. We're not lying to them and saying like, oh no, we got this, we got this. And so, you know, I'm just honest about our capabilities from the very beginning.
Want a chance to be on the show? We're currently accepting applications from our Entrepreneurista League members to be featured on Startups and Stilettos. Think of the Entrepreneurista League as your team members in what can be a lonely startup founder's journey. As startup founders, we may not get the luxury of a huge team from day one, but with the League community, you have a built-in support system. It's been proven that the only way you can build a successful startup is with a strong community. If you find yourself in need of that community, there's a place for you in the Entrepreneurista League. Our members are networking, doing business together, and forming real and meaningful connections. Head over to entrepreneurista.com/join to learn more. That's entrepreneurista.com/join. I can't wait to meet you and help you navigate your business journey.
And looking at the product itself from the name to design, is everything the same today as it was when you first started this idea in bed with your husband, or has the product?
No.
Okay. Tell us about that.
No, it's changed a lot. Cause at first I thought like when people looked at it, you know, they could just tell what it was. They'd see the sticker. So we had a package that basically had the name at the top and it was in a little clear bag with just the sticker. And I'm like, oh, TookTake, people will just see it and they'll get it. Cause I get it. And nobody got it. We did a lot of explaining. We realized our instructions weren't written that well if you really had no idea what it was. So now we've changed our packaging completely. It's much more eye-catching right from the pictures on the front of the package. You can tell what it is and how it works. So yeah, that was a big step too. That'd be like my number one tip for people. Don't invest a lot in your first packaging. because you'll probably have to change it.
Definitely great advice. And then how about patents? Are you able to get any type of patents or design patents on this? Because with this product, I feel like, you know, what would stop someone else from creating something similar? How do you protect your business?
Yeah, we do have a utility patent. And yeah, we talked to a friend who's a lawyer who said, you know, if you're going to do this, you should really look into getting a patent. And the first person he put us in touch with, she said she loved it, but she's like, there's no way someone doesn't have a patent on this that you're going to infringe on. So let me do some work. And that was our biggest investment to date, was getting the patent done. But she came back after the first like two rounds and said, she's like, we can't find anything. So you really need to do this patent. And she did a really thorough one. So we have like 32 points of differentiation. So we're pretty well covered as far as we know.
Can you share approximately like what the costs are to get a utility patent? You remember?
I don't, because it went in rounds. So like the first, I think just the exploratory part for her to see if it was worth them continuing to work on and issue the patent, I think that was like $5,000. And then each chunk of work after that, because then the patent office asked for revisions in some of our diagrams. So there was the diagram fee. So it was done in little chunks, but I can't remember exactly how much it came to. But I just know that that was our biggest expense starting out.
And we wear so many hats as parents, and we wear so many hats as entrepreneurs. Have you given roles out to members of your family at all? Have they played a role in this business other than you and your husband doing it together, or are the two of you just doing this as a duo?
It's mostly me doing it. He actually still does design work. And he's also a meditation coach. So we've kind of split into our own businesses now, but he still helps me a lot with the design work because it's more than I can keep up with. Our daughter's in college, so we're trying to kind of let her do her thing. And I think I have the only college student who is not into social media at all. So like, I thought that'll be the perfect job for her. And she is so not interested in social media. So she's kind of doing her thing and we're trying to let her go do that.
Awesome.
Leanna, you've been so generous sharing so many tips about starting your business that are super helpful to our entrepreneurs who are first starting out. And since we have Jessica here, who is a PR and media expert, if you have any questions for Jess to learn how to get the word out about your business, she would love to help you.
I think really any advice on better ways to do it and how to find the right people to tell my story to, because I feel like I'm still asking everybody and it's probably not super efficient.
I think one of the best ways to find out where you can be pitching yourself is to look at the media landscape and find out who is already covering similar topics or similar products. So there might be a reporter out there who's done a story recently about, is caring for an elderly parent really challenging because you can't track their medication? Well, that reporter would probably love to know that your product exists for future pieces. And you can follow that person on social media, find their email somewhere online, write that person an email to say, I saw this story, I wanted to put my company on your radar. I think it's a lot easier to go to people who already care about these topics than trying to bark up the wrong tree. So you're not going to want to pitch this to maybe someone who covers fashion unless there's some sort of purse or something you've developed where this product fits perfectly inside. You want to go to the people who will make the most sense and be excited about this product. The other thing you can do is actually set up Google alerts so that you are aware when press pieces like this come out, and even do a Google search and just press on the news tab and see where these press headlines are appearing.
Oh, those are really good ideas. Thank you.
Sure. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes I'll have something planned to say, but then when I start talking, I keep rambling and I go a little off topic. Is there any tips for like staying focused and not like veering off course?
Sure thing. So it's really overwhelming when we sit down to do an interview and we're thinking, oh my gosh, I want to look good. I want to sound good. I don't want to embarrass myself. I don't want to cringe when my family and friends see this. So it's hard to retrieve the information we want from that file cabinet in our head. And the best thing that you can do is set your brain up for success by repeating the question. So if Stephanie were to say to you, Leanna, what inspired you to start your business? You would start your sentence with something along the lines of, I was inspired to start my business because I was going through breast cancer treatment and I couldn't keep track of my medication every day. Full stop. When you start to run out of breath, that is a cue you are going on too long. And then we think, uh-oh, where am I going with this? I don't know how to bring it back to center. So keep in mind where you seem to run out of breath, even when you're practicing, and that will be a marker for you. You know what? I could probably put a period here instead.
I like that. That's an easy one to remember. I do that a lot.
You got it. Such a good tip, Jess. I feel like I always learn things from you. Even when we're recording every day, when we talk, I'm always learning new tips. And Leanna, I'll share with you the first time I ever did a live TV appearance, Jessica Media trained me. She is the absolute best. So it might look like we all always have things put together and we can all just like jump out and say everything. Everyone needs prep. Everyone needs training. And I love that advice, Jess, about, when you run out of breath, time to pause.
Time to pause. And I know that you didn't ask me this, but I will share just so you have this tip in mind moving forward. This happens all the time for people who wear glasses. We can see the ring light in our frame. The trick to that is just make the light higher than your head. So your shot will still be well lit, but it won't appear in your frame.
Yeah, too. I was wondering about that. I see it like following me around.
You got it. So you don't have to feel like you're a robot and you can't move, because if you move, it will appear. Happens to the best of us.
All the best tips. Thank you, Jess.
You got it.
Leanna, you are one of our newest members of our Entrepreneurista League community. I would love to know how we can be most helpful to you going forward. And if there is a dream connection or collaboration through the league, so we can help make intros for you.
I'm so excited to be part of this group. And my dream collaboration would be Brittany Driscoll from Squeeze. I know she formerly worked with Drybar, and I just think they're such an amazing companies. I'd love to just be able to talk to her.
Amazing. So with Brittany, are you thinking you would want to do some type of collaboration with Squeeze and your product, or do you just want to talk to her about business?
I think both. I mean, if I'm not sure if there's a natural collaboration, because Squeeze, I think, is somewhat new. So I'm not sure what their other plans are. If there was a way we fit in, that would be amazing. Also, just I really love how they branded with Drybar and with Squeeze. With Drybar especially, they took something that was typically, I always thought of like a blowout being for older people or just a certain demographic, and they made it for everybody. And that's so much what I'm trying to do with TikTok. It's not for old people. It's for everyone, busy people, people who just want to be healthy. And so I feel like she could give me a lot of advice in that area.
Absolutely. And I'm even thinking, because I went through infertility treatments, and I remember, I'll have to send you, Leanna, a picture that I took of all of the medications that I had to take. And I remember feeling so overwhelmed with whether I took them, whether I did not take them. And I think there's a lot of opportunity to collaborate with a lot of the women who are going through infertility. And I'm happy to make introductions if that's a helpful market for you.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I think any place where anyone just is getting stressed or feeling overwhelmed by whatever they're doing, even if it's just something simple, like they've decided to take a multivitamin, just so they feel like they're being successful and taking care of themselves, I want to be able to help them.
I think this is so brilliant. Can you tell us what's next for you?
Really trying to get into more retail locations, because I think people want to get TikTok wherever they get their other wellness products, whether that's the grocery store or Target or wherever it is. So I think we want to be everywhere that people are trying to get wellness products so that we could be part of their wellness routine.
I'm thinking, you know, partnerships with all of the direct-to-consumer vitamin companies.
Definitely. That would be wonderful. We'd love to do that.
I would say in our circle app, in the Entrepreneurs League circle, I would post in there and ask the group if they have introductions to or know anyone. And I would list all the companies that you're looking to connect with, because even if it's not people who work at those companies that are in the league, everyone knows people, right? So
yeah,
we can all, you know, put our minds together and help make some introductions. Just speak it, put it into universe, put it on circle, and let's help make some connections and introductions.
I love that.
Leanna, what does being an entrepreneurista and part of the league mean to you?
It means so much to me because I am a solo entrepreneur. My husband helps with some of the things, but it can get lonely sometimes and frustrating when I would feel like I just didn't even know where to ask. I wanted to ask a question. I didn't know who to go to. And now I have a place I can go and put it out there. And people have been so helpful and so quick to respond when I've had questions on from really simple things, like how does this, you know, program work, to bigger questions. It's just been such an amazing resource.
Well, we are so glad you're part of the community and cannot wait to continue to be part of your journey and see all of the incredible things that you're going to accomplish. And we definitely have some intros to make for you to help you grow your business. We are your biggest cheerleaders and here to help support every step of the way. So thanks so much for sitting down with us today and to be continued. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Jessica, and we're here to help you
put your best heel forward. You've been listening to Startups and Stilettos, the show that highlights your peers in the startup world and meets you where you are to get you through your biggest challenges and towards your biggest goals. For additional episodes, extra content, show notes, and more, visit startupsandstilettos.com. Did you love this episode? Leave us a review and send us a screenshot via Instagram DM at Entrepreneistas, and you can enter to win a one-on-one mentor and strategy session with me. We're drawing a new winner every month, and I cannot wait to meet you.